from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Do you hear this? No, not Metallica, but do you hear this? Do you hear this? Just kind of curious. Do you smell this? Do you smell? No, and I'm not talking about Stinky Town. That's like, yeah, no, that's not a smell you want to. No, that's not. No, you do that when you take your garbage out every week. No, this is the sweet sound and the sweet smell of college football. How about this? Welcome live to the Northern Kia Studios on a college football Saturday. Man, oh man, I wait all year for this. I can't, we are so jacked up. 2 hours away from Florida State and Georgia Tech, college football is finally here. We're through the preseason, thank God. The NFL, thank God. After that kind of whatever the hell that thing was last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Bo Morgan, of course, executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and host on the morning shift. He's going to jump into the program in about 18 minutes or so, tell you what he saw last night in terms of the Falcons and kind of where we go from here. Now we are 2 weeks from tomorrow, the season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, time's not a wasting here. 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I know there's a lot of reaction out there in regards to how Raheem Morris handled this preseason, because Jacksonville last night trotted out its starters, and you had, you know, the first unit of the Jacksonville Jaguars against our practice squad guys, and I'm like, okay, pretty obvious that the Jacksonville starters are better than the Falcons guys that aren't going to make the team. Okay, all right, we get that, all right? I understand this. It's like, okay, guys, you proved your point here. And a lot of Falcons fans screaming, why didn't we play our starters here? I understand this from, you know, the standpoint of, I guess the recent history of Atlanta Falcons football, which dates back to Coach Breaux and Dan Quinn and the really bad start that they had to a couple of seasons, and Dan Quinn coming on the show with you and I and saying, in not so many words, we weren't prepared. He openly admitted it, that we weren't prepared because he wasn't playing guys and getting them ready, and we weren't, which was just a really bad look. To even admit it, you don't admit it, even if it's true, don't admit it. And then Arthur Smith doing kind of the same thing, especially as it relates to Desmond Ridder last year when he played Desmond in that one 18-play series to begin the opening of the, and he said, oh, he's good, and then we moved on, and of course he wasn't so good. Even though I think some fans forget, the Falcons started 2-0 last year. You know, they won their first two games. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. After the injuries that happened to DeMarco Hellams, Braylon Trice, and Rondale Moore before Jakeem Grant. There may have been some hesitancy anyway to play guys against. If you could have guaranteed me that Jacksonville was going to trot out its number one defense and not a bunch of guys that were headhunting, I could see where you could justify to played, you know, Kirk Cousins in the ones for a series of downs or something yesterday. Okay, fine. But, I mean, I guess in the long run, I'm not overly concerned. I'm not panicked about this because the Falcons have achieved the number one thing that they wanted to achieve in this preseason. Okay, the most important thing you want to achieve coming out of camp so far, and of course, no, we're not to the Pittsburgh game yet, but the most important, because things can happen between now and then, let's hope it didn't knock on wood. The number one most important thing is to be healthy. Okay, that everything else is secondary. Okay, that is the number one most important thing. So, to the degree that Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix suited up yesterday, and there was a lot of chatter about, hey, look at this, these guys are suited up, they ready to go, and it turned out it was just a walkthrough for the team to kind of get, you have to go through the, you show up here at this time, you do this at this time, you get dressed at this time, you warm up in this way, and it was just a, to do the, kind of the walkthrough of the pregame before the Pittsburgh game to do a full walkthrough because Kirk had never done it with the Falcons and Michael had never done it, period. So you do the full walkthrough on a game day of how things are going to work so that when you get to the Pittsburgh game, they're not running around going, wait, what time is it? Where do I have to go? When do I have to get taped up? And you just, it's a practice, basically. And because there's a lot of practice in football that people who've never played football don't understand that takes place in practice, things like, you know, a quick change practice, for example, about how you get units onto the field and off the field. You as a fan will get mad when they run the punting team out, for example, and they're standing there and they have to wait for dude number 11 to run on the field, you know, because he forgot to get his helmet because he wasn't paying attention. That's why they practice these things. You know, they practice substitutions. They practice quick changes. They stand on the sidelines and they some coach will drop the ball and say, fumble, quick change, and now the other unit has to come on, and you just practice those kind of what are seemingly innocuous small things, but can become a big thing in a game if you're not prepared to do it right. So this was just a walkthrough for Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. I'm not concerned that they didn't play in a preseason game, but apparently a lot of fans aren't. We'll ask Bo about that. We could talk to you about that. Look, they played in padded scrimmages. They just had a scrimmage on Wednesday, a full bore scrimmage with stunts and everyone, ones against ones. Penix is playing against the ones. And then, of course, they played in the combined practices against Miami, ones against ones. They've had plenty of practice scenarios. They're going to play in another scrimmage before the Pittsburgh game. They're down 31-0. Just so that you know, and I'll just throw this out there and we'll move on. The Kansas City Chiefs played a game at home on Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs played a game at home on Thursday. And we're down 31-7 in the fourth quarter to the Bears. 31-7 at home. Oh, my God, panic in Kansas City. Told it. No, they're not panicking at all. Why? Because it doesn't mean anything. Well, John, they have also won like 18 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. I understand that. And you're not those guys. I understand that, too. But at the same time, there's just no reason to panic. Remember, Russell Wilson hasn't taken a snap at preseason, and Justin Fields is out there saying, I'm the number one quarterback. I'm it. It's going to be my team. So they've got Arthur Smith's got his own issues in Pittsburgh to deal with here. So I'm not overly concerned about it. Maybe you are. But we'll take it at face value. The exhibition season is over. Now we move on to game prep of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it is a college football Saturday. I am so gassed. I can't wait because now finally a football game matters. Because we've been watching football for the last 24 days or so, but it's all been fakey NFL football that doesn't count. Now this one counts, and it's a big game for both teams. Obviously, it's a big game for Georgia Tech because they can make a statement today. You know, you've got a veteran team with Haynes King and with Singleton and with Haynes, and they've got a veteran team, how their defense is going to hold up. A lot of questions about Florida State. Look, Florida State's loaded, okay? They've got a lot of talent. I really like Florida State this year. I think as the season goes along, they're going to do really well. DJU, how he kind of, does he finally find a home here? He may. I mean, so this is a team that's got 9 transfer starters and 17 transfers on their 2-deep. Now, that's a bit of an issue when you haven't had a chance to play together yet. So guys are going to have to be, again, in the right place in the right time, you know, and not make a mistake here, but make no mistake either that those 17 are all like four-star guys, okay? I mean, there are a lot of talent on that team, a ton of talent. From a, you know, star ranking, Florida State's got, they're too deep, is top five worthy, okay? So we'll see how they handle this today. Let's not forget that the last time Mike Norvell was on the field against a Georgia team, it didn't go so well, right? Of course, he didn't have DJU. He had some four-string quarterback, and there was controversy surrounding him. What happened in the Orange Bowl to them has no bearing on what happens today, in my opinion, but it just is interesting to note that the last time we saw them, they were just getting absolutely annihilated. But it's an ACC game. It's a much bigger game for Florida State than it is for Georgia Tech. Florida State cannot afford to lose this game, because if you're looking down the road, because you got automatic, remember, you got to jump. If you're Clemson and Florida State, you're playing Georgia and Georgia Tech to open the season. If you're the ACC, you got to jump ahead. If you want to get more than one team in the playoff, that team can only be 10-2 at the worst, and it might have to be 11-2, because there's going to be a whole host of teams. And I'm talking 8, 10, 12 teams that are going to be in the 10-2, 11-2 range that are going to be available for the committee to pick from 9 to about 20. It's going to be a log jam. There are going to be some 9-3 teams in there. I mean, you have to separate yourself out. If you lose a game, if you're Florida State and you lose a game to Georgia Tech, you can't afford to lose another game. You just simply cannot afford to lose another game, or you might be out. And so it's really an important game for Florida State. Now, obviously, if they win the ACC championship, they're in, but it's still an important game in terms of their wild card status and to get the season sort of started in the right direction. So we can talk about that. We can talk about college football finally being here, how excited you are. I am super excited. A reminder that at this time next week, college football game time returns. So this is the last time over the next few months, you know, 4 or 5 months, that you and I will have a chance to talk on my Saturday show or my Sunday show. This is the last weekend of that. In football season, it becomes college football game time, and it becomes the Wade Ford tailgate show. So you and I won't have a chance to chat. So I want to get a lot of topics in the next 2 days at 404-726-0929. All right, Sorta Braves last night did it. I'll take that. Thank you very much, Washington Nationals. The Sorta Braves, that's the kind of win the Sorta Braves should win. I'll take that W. You got Charlie Morton going tonight. Hey, listen, give it to me. I don't care that it was ugly. Is there two outs in the bottom of the 10th inning and there's a ground ball? You're like, okay. No. Safe at first base. Thank you very much. You want to give us a win? I'll take that win. I'll take that W. Look, I think that the Sorta Braves are kind of fun to watch in a way, because after Austin Riley went down, my whole tenor sort of changed. I think there's no pressure. Well, this is just me speaking, and you can tell me if you disagree, if you're a Braves fan. That's fine. I'll just tell you how I view it. I have no expectation of this team. Zero expectation of this team now. I have no pressure. I don't expect they're going to do anything. So everything is gravy to me. Even making the playoffs is gravy to me. I mean, if they make the playoffs, hey, they made the playoffs. If they get to the next round after the walk, hey, they got to the divisional round. You know, if they get to the next, hey, they made the NL championship. I mean, whatever they do is going to be just like a plus and a plus and a plus. Once Austin Riley went down, and go, okay, you got no Albies, you got no Acuna, you got no Strider, you got no Albies, you got no Riley. We're playing with Gio Urshela, you know. I mean, come on. I'm just saying it's not exactly an all-star lineup out there anymore. It's got some really good players, but, boy, we're missing so much. I'm not blaming the injuries, okay? I'm not doing that. I want you to understand that. I am just enjoying the Sorta Braves with no expectation whatsoever. So I'd be curious about that. So a few things kind of on the table to begin the show. We're going to talk to Bo Morgan in a few minutes, get his thoughts, and then we'll kind of come back and loop back to the Falcons and to the Braves and to college football. As always, I say to you, there are a couple of rules on the talk show. One is you're not a caller, you're a guest. So just keep that in mind. I treat you like a guest. I don't treat you like a caller unless you're going to be an idiot. And then don't be an idiot. Don't be a Richard. We can disagree without being disagreeable. That's fine. I mean, you want to disagree? I don't have a problem with that. To back it up and say, this is why I disagree. I may say, okay, I disagree with that. This is why. But that's all right. That's what discussions are, okay? It doesn't make me right. It just, and yeah, I can be a little bit strident at times, sure. But you can too. But we can agree or disagree. So one of my points today is going to be about the Braves. Are they just more, I find them more fun to watch in a way now that I just said, okay, don't, it's not that I don't care. It's that I don't have any expectations. So they lose. I'm like, eh, okay. And there's like no, all the pressure of being a Braves fan of the last 3 or 4 years has suddenly washed away from me. Now, you may not feel that, but I don't feel any pressure because I have no expectations anymore. There's that, and we'll get into the Falcons of college football. It is a college football Saturday. How gassed are you, huh? Bo Morgan, what he saw last night, and some thoughts about camp as we head towards the opener against the Steelers next with John Fricke from the Northern Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92 on The Game from the Northern Kia Studios. It is a college football Saturday. For you Tech fans, for you Florida State fans, I'm interested what you expect out of today. And for that matter, I guess out of the season as well. You can weigh in on that at 404-726-0929. We'll get into some of the questions about college football and about the sort of Braves and, of course, about the Falcons in a packed show today. Let's begin by going back to kind of last night and the end of the exhibition season and kind of recap that and look forward to the season opener 2 weeks from tomorrow for your Atlanta Falcons, because the most excitement we had last night was in the pregame warmups with the chance to see Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix and Justin Simmons and company and Matthew Judon in full gear doing the walkthrough, basically. And then we sent out the other guys and they got slaughtered, which doesn't matter. Welcome into the program, my old friend, as you know from the morning shift, Bo Morgan, who is the executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and has agreed to get up early on a Saturday morning. Well, it's not early for you anymore, Bo. I mean, you and I did it. We did the really earlies for a while.
Yeah, and John, you're right. It's not early. I think I got home and finally fell asleep sometime in the midnight hour last night, and I slept to 6:45, and I was like, man, I feel refreshed. This is what a full night's sleep feels like, and it's not a full night's sleep.
No, it's not, but I'm with you, brother, because we did it for so many years there. The people that do it, who do the O Dark Life, they're shaking their heads saying, I know, I got you. Before we get into the Falcons, how about college football? How excited are you today for the start of college football?
John, I'm really excited. I was just out. So when you text me, and I appreciate your reminder, I was outside in the neighborhood because we have this false fall, right? And we always know we get it in August with the weather where it goes to the, you know, we get a breeze and it's like in the low 80s, and in the mornings it's obviously in like the 70s. And I couldn't think of a better weather week to have week zero of college football, because that's what it just felt like. College football was here and we were in the fall and we got a little false fall weather to bring it in. I'm super excited. I mean, at noon we get Georgia Tech, Florida State. It's not a pushover game. I'm really excited for Brent Key and what he's started to build at Georgia Tech. I mean, he's 4-0 against ranked ACC opponents, right? And I like to think he might make it 5. I think Georgia Tech has the better quarterback in this matchup, because I don't really know what Uwe Ugalele is. I just don't, and I'm not sure anybody does. But we know what Haynes King is, and Georgia Tech, according to Phil Steele, got one of the top offensive lines in the country returning. So it's kind of an exciting day for the state of Georgia with college football starting. But, you know, I'm always excited, and next week we'll have a full slate of games, and I'm not overly excited about what my team may have in November, but at least I might have fun in the season and up until November when they get Murderers Row, which is, John, I know I've never seen it. I'm sure you've never seen a schedule quite like Florida and Georgia have in the month of November this year.
Yeah, it is. It's really, this is one of the reasons that college football has changed so much, because with the expansion of especially the two big leagues, of the Big Ten and the SEC, now we get just brutal schedules, and Florida's schedule in November is, on paper at least, maybe the most difficult five-game stretch I've ever seen in college football history, and that's not hyperbole, that's just a fact. I mean, when you're playing what they're playing, go look. It's just, but I want to get to the Falcons here, because you were at the game last night. So let's talk a little bit about this. How concerned, or is there any concern, because I see some of it online, Bo, how concerned are you that they dress out players but don't play them? We see the Jacksonville starters, but we don't see ours.
Well, we've seen it before, and we didn't like what we saw the first week or two, remember? And I believe it was Arthur Smith, was it his second year? It was his first year, he didn't dress anybody, and we thought they looked sloppy. And then his second year, he did, and yeah, it was okay, but wasn't great. And then last year he played him a little bit, and now you got Raheem, and that's kind of his thing. I'm going to tell you straight up, I have zero clue if it matters or not. I know that you can say it does, and I understand that argument. And then I understand the other side, John, where it's like, how do you justify losing, I don't know, let's just say that Matthew Judon was forced to play last night. How do you justify losing him for half a season because you wanted to play him in the third preseason game in August? How do you justify that to your owner, your fan base, or your coaches and your players? Because I don't necessarily need to see Matthew Judon out there, I mean, taking reps. But I understand the offensive side where you say, well, Kirk Cousins needs those real live, you know, reps where guys are going to the ground and they can unload on people. It's one of those. It's six one way, half a dozen the other. Or I guess you could say it's the ultimate catch 22. Because if you don't play these guys, John, you better start fast. And if we have a first half where it's 6-3, and the offense struggles against Pittsburgh, it is going to be a social media firestorm. But the reality is, there's one goal in the preseason, and it's to be healthy to start the regular season. The other stuff is kind of, you know, with the icing on top, because for me, I know these guys can play football. If it takes if I get a full season of players, or at least go to a season healthy with almost a full starting roster or 22 or 53 or however you want to phrase it, then I think that's a win in the preseason. If we start slow in half a game and still come out okay, I don't care. Right? I mean, isn't the goal now these days to make it through the preseason healthy?
No, that is the number one goal that you have to have, and especially for a team that had, up until the moves by Terry Fontenot, had taken a bit of a ding, losing especially Rondale Moore and DeMarco Helms and Braylon Trice, and not to mention Jakeem Grant. So I think there was some hesitancy there. I don't think that was the driving force, but I think there was some hesitancy there in regards to the fact, I think that the Falcons believe, and Raheem believes, that between scrimmages, between the combined practice with Miami, let's not forget they played a full scrimmage, padded scrimmage just this past Wednesday, that they've had plenty of practice time, that they're good to go here. And you know, on top of the fact that, you know, Arthur Blank has invested, Bo Morgan is executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and of course, a morning shift host. Bo, do you think that the Falcons had the best offseason of any team in the NFL, considering Cousins and Simmons and Judon and everything? Do they have the best offseason of anybody?
John, I think they're definitely in the fight for it. They're in the hunt. They're in the conversation, because just the Cousins, you fixed your biggest issue. You know, Arthur Blank had a press conference in January, and he dismissed his head coach because he said this is a playoff roster. We believe that, and we didn't do the one thing we needed to do in the offseason. We didn't do the one thing we needed to do last year was get a quarterback ready to play and to win. And Arthur Smith had sold them that Desmond Ridder could win with him and all that, and they didn't. And I think that was the ultimate thing. And so
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So you go get that guy and you go get a true number two receiver, because I know a lot of people probably aren't as high as I am on Darnell Mooney. But, John, the guy's had big year in the NFL before. Injuries, yeah. Also, I'm going to ruffle feathers, but I don't know if I can really judge a guy on what the offense was in Chicago with Justin Fields and is it Tyson Bagent for some of it and all that. Justin Fields has got a great deep ball, but there's other parts to it, and getting him the ball, and you added a true yak receiver. You got Kyle Pitts healthy, which is a win in his offseason in its own right. And you added guys like Ray McCloud. So then you have the Michael Penix thing, and you go, what are we doing? Why did we draft a quarterback? Like, what? Why? We don't need one. We needed to get an edge rusher. And if you want to call the training camp part of the offseason still the offseason, which I think you and I are okay with, I'm definitely okay with it, then yeah, then hell yeah. Because you got two top 100 NFL players. You got guys with multiple all-pro seasons, and they're still doing it. Judon had 32 sacks in like 30-something games, and he's got injury concerns. He's had essentially one injury in his career. He missed four games, John, before last season, torn bicep. He had missed four games in his NFL career. Justin Simmons has got the most interceptions since 2016. You now have 50 interceptions between your safeties, and you can talk about that, well, they never fixed the other cornerback spot. Well, they think they're pretty good with Clark Phillips and Mike Hughes, and I think Clark Phillips has got a real chance to be a real stud in the NFL. You can just watch some of the plays he's made. But you brought Eddie Goldman back again. I like the fact that they got a row and Dorless and Bertrand at that point in the draft. And you talk about it, the safety spot real quick. I don't know what strong safety and free safety means in the league anymore. I know that you're going to play probably Justin Simmons in the box a little bit more than Jesse, because Justin, these two guys aren't dissimilar either. 6'2", 205 for Simmons, and 6'1", around 200 for Bates. But Justin Simmons is a heck of a run stopper at that safety position. He's a great tackler. So the argument can absolutely be made. A long answer to your question, John. Yes, you could absolutely say that Terry Fontenot has won the offseason as general manager. And it's like he has said before, and I reminded him last night when he was in the booth with us, It's not an arrogance, John. It's a confidence.
Raheem Morris, Bo, has said the word Super Bowl. I haven't, but he did. I said 10 wins. He started saying Mike's job is to learn and Kirk's job is to get us to a Super Bowl. He started saying the word Super Bowl before he got Judon and before he got Simmons here. Do you believe, do you understand, as you hear it inside Flowery Branch, because you're there, is there the kind of an undercurrent of, look, we believe that we are here as true Super Bowl contenders?
Yeah, I understand he's used that, and I think ultimately that's what his goal is, and I think that's what it should be. I think there is a belief in that building of each other. And we had Mouton on last night after the game, and he, you know, Donovan Mouton, it might not make this roster, but I think he had like 18 combined tackles and maybe 15 solo last night, and that's a guy that would be, if he makes the roster, will be a third string guy, and he played really well. There is a belief and a unity in this locker room like I haven't seen in a long time. It does take me back to the 16 and the 17 seasons, and I'm not going to use the words that DQ used, because I know they give people like the ickies and they make them cringe, and it's flashbacks of Super Bowl 51 and stuff. But that unity is something I haven't seen in a while. And the locker room has a belief in not only themselves, but each other and the coaching staff. And so those aren't the words I'll use, but I think that is a goal of this team, obviously. You know, teams are always going to tell you, well, you know, we want to win the division, and then, you know, you get to the playoffs, and then, yeah, your goal is to win each game and obviously make the Super Bowl. But the first goal is to win the division. And I think that's probably what the inside is. But I think he's a comfortable human being. He's a confident human being. He's not afraid to say what he wants to do, and that is win the Super Bowl. And when you add all pros like you have, then why not? You feel secure and you've got depth. You know, I think you go back and look, and your offensive line last night was what would be essentially the full second string. That's what they played. That's what they started against the guy, you know, Saxonville, as they want to call themselves. With, you know, you got Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. And they've got a good defense over there in Jacksonville. You know, it's not. I know Foyer didn't play, our old friend, last night, but they still got a pretty good defense. So you moved the ball. You didn't score, but you moved the ball a little bit against with your full second string and your third string quarterback, if he makes the roster, and or if he's not traded. So yeah, you didn't. I think there is some belief, and I think you've got the talent, and I think there should be excitement in this city for that. I will never use those words. I don't like using them. I have an Atlanta fan like you. You and I have grown up in this city as kids, and we went to high school in the area. So we've got a little bit of that Atlanta-itis where we're afraid to maybe use those words. But if they want to use them, I have no problems with my coach having confidence and putting those words out there. As long as you remember that all of that is great until you don't do things, and that's when you get a couple years of talking and not putting it out there, and all the goodwill goes away. Ask DQ late in his tenure. Ask Mike Smith late in his tenure. Hell, ask Arthur Smith after 2021, essentially, even though, to me, 23 was the one year he had a chance to put up or shut up, and he didn't.
Well, all I know is the Falcons are 0-0, and the goal is to get back to 0-0. And if they do that, and we're playing football, then I consider that a win here. And then just kind of let the chips fall. Bo, as always, I'm sure we'll be talking throughout the season. Thanks much. 2 weeks away from the season opener. Appreciate you taking time. Thanks.
Always, John. Can't wait to watch Tech and Florida State at noon. I know you'll be tuned in as well. We got college football back. I know that makes you excited.
We got college football, baby! Thanks, Bo. All right, quick break, and then open up the phone lines. You heard Bo. What do you have to say on Sports Radio 92 on the game? Minutes, and we have a lot to talk about. We have three. Again, I don't shut you down if you want to come in and talk about, you know, stuff like if you wanted to talk about the Hawks for some reason, I have nothing really to say much about that. I mean, we could talk about it. I don't think there's much any news at the moment, but you're welcome to. I don't shut you down. It's like, we're not talking about that. It is a college football Saturday. I would love to have, since we have some time here between now and kickoff, a floor. Tell me what your expectations are. You have 17 transfers, 9 of whom are going to start. You have a new quarterback in DJ Uiagalelei, like Bo Morgan was saying. What are we going to get out of him? You got a new running back, Roydell, which, you know, transfer from Alabama. You got a lot of talent on that team. What is your expectation for Florida State this year? I have them in the playoff because I think that Florida State, now notwithstanding the fact, I understand Georgia Tech fans, I'm not saying Tech can't win today. I'm saying that that's a Florida State team that you better get early. Okay, because the number and quality of transfers that they have and the quality of those transfers, as they get used to playing each other, as they go through the season, by the end of the year, they're going to be a really hard out. They're going to be, that's a team that ought to get better game over, game over, game over, game over, game over the course of the season here. So whatever you see today is not going to be a finished product for them. They may still win, but it's not a finished product for them. And by the end of the year, they could be, I think there's, to me, unless Clemson proves otherwise, they're the class of the ACC by quite a margin. But I'll be interested in what you have to say about that. 404-726-0929 if you want to be part of the program here and jump in and let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the ACC. Love to hear from a Tech fan. What are your expectations? 7-6 last year. Brent Key leads you to a bowl game. You beat Central Florida in a bowl game. So, you know, you obviously this year you come in, there are people that are saying probably 7-6 again. Are you expecting a little bit more? Are you expecting more of a bump out of Tech this year? Because honestly, I think after you get past from a, let's just kind of look at this broadly here for a second. The ACC, Jim Phillips is doing whatever he can to hold the league together. He's not going to be able to hold the league together. We all understand this, right? We all understand the ACC is going to collapse. Florida State and Clemson have filed for divorce. North Carolina and Virginia are about to file for divorce. And when you file for divorce, raise my hand because I went through it here. If you've ever been divorced, you know there is a point of no return, okay? You're separated, but you're not divorced. Florida State and Clemson have separated themselves from the ACC. There's no going back, okay? All we're doing now is we filed divorce papers and we are negotiating things like alimony and child support and who gets the kids on the weekend. Okay, that's what we're negotiating. And the Florida State is in court with Clemson. They're negotiating the out. And so that's what they're just trying to do. There's really no holding it together. And Jim Phillips is trying to hold it together, but he's not going to be successful. And Florida State and Clemson, for obvious reasons, want out, and I don't blame them. And if you're an ACC fan, look, I like the ACC. I used to work at Wake Forest. I think a lot of you know that. And I like the old Tobacco Road stuff. That Cal and Stanford are here is weird to me, but it was weird to me when Boston College and Louisville joined. So it was weird to me when Florida State and Miami joined. So I will say this. The ACC is just kind of hanging on here. I don't know that they can get two teams into the playoff. Maybe they can. And the only way they're going to be able to get two teams into the playoff is that in that title game, the two teams in that title game both have one loss or less. Less is probably hard, but they're 11-1 teams at the worst, okay? Because 11-2 might get, especially in a tough ACC title game, might get the loser in. You're up against two behemoths. And the behemoths, there are going to be so many teams for wild cards in the Big Ten and the SEC that are going to be 10-2, that an 11-2 ACC team, because ACC fans, I don't know what to tell you here, but on a power ranking here, the SEC, put your hand up here, here's the SEC, and then right below them is the Big Ten, and then you kind of have to go fairly, and there's a gap between the Big Two and the next two. You can talk about Power Four all you want, but it's really Power Two, then Big 12 and ACC are kind of like the sort of Power Two, okay? And then there's another gap to the Group of Five. But there's a gap between the SEC and the Big Ten in the eyes of the playoff committee, in the eyes of the television networks, in the eyes of the public. And it may not be true. I'm just telling you that that's the gap. Now, you may disagree with that, which is fine. I'm just telling you that's what exists now. So it's up to you guys to go out and prove it, all right? So you got to go out and prove. You may say that's not fair, but you got to go out and prove it this year. If you're the Big 12, you got to win every game or at least try to win every game you can when you're playing the Big 10 or the SEC or anybody else. Same with the ACC. You got to win those crossover games. You got to go out there and win all of them. You know, you got Clemson, South Carolina, Florida State, Florida, and Georgia Tech, Georgia. You got to start winning all those games because otherwise you're just not going to get the respect because of the belief, whether it's true or not, the belief that the SEC and the Big Ten are well ahead of the other two, air quotes, Power Four leagues. That's just a fact of life. 404-726-0929. So a college football question for you as we get college football kickoff a little over an hour from now. If you're a Florida State fan, if you're a Georgia Tech fan, what do you expect out of this season from your teams? The Braves, that's another topic that we can discuss today at 404-726-0929. I am really fascinated because, for me, it was just a change of mind. I dubbed them the Sorta Braves last week, and I said, I'm going to roll with this. Once Riley went down, they became the Sorta Braves. And if you view them as I do, which is the Sorta Braves, then everything, like that win last night, everything is gravy. I mean, that the Sorta Braves went out and took two out of three from the fully healthy Philadelphia Phillies. I don't know that it means anything except to be able to laugh at the fully healthy Phillies. And the Sorta Braves beat you two out of three. I mean, it's like, okay, it's just fun. So I'm going to relax with the Braves. R-E-L-A-X. I'm going to relax with the Braves and just call everything. I have no expectations whatsoever. So whatever they do, make the playoffs, advance beyond the wild card, win, heck, make the playoffs and win more than one playoff game like they have, you know, did last year. Just advance beyond the first round like they didn't do the last couple of years. So whatever the Sorta Braves do, I think kind of makes it fun for me. I have no pressure. I don't expect it. Look, if they end up failing and hitting another cold streak and, you know, the bottom half of the order, which is, you know, kind of shaky to begin with, it doesn't produce, and they end up not making the playoffs because somebody else gets hot and passes them, even if it's the MESS mess. It's like, okay, let's just get healthy in the offseason, figure out what we're going to do with certain players like Max Fried and kind of regroup for next year and just kind of chalk this up, not as a lost year, but as a year where things just didn't go our way. And then regroup for next year because we all understand that once you get everybody, once you get all the boys back in the house here, once you get Riley and Albies back and hopefully Acuna and Strider, and once you get everybody kind of in the band back together here, then the expectation level next year going into the season is going to ramp back up again, as it should, okay? As it should. So for the remainder of this season, yeah, the Sorta Braves, I'm rolling with them. And so I think it makes it kind of fun because I have no expectations. And if they lose, ah, darn. You know, if they win, yeah. You know, it's like kind of almost the feeling I got when they made the first run at the playoffs back in 2000, what was it, 18, 17, 18? 18, right? At Truist Park. Which I had no expectation of that team. It was young. It was brash. It was new. I wasn't expecting them to do a whole lot. They had come off those three bad years at Turner Field where we were just seeing, you know, the beginnings of what was going to come here. So there was no real expectation. And so I have no real expectation of this team either. So whatever they do, hey, great. You know, let's go. I mean, and by the way, that doesn't mean I don't think that they can actually maybe catch the Phillies. That would be ultimately hilarious if they caught the Phillies and won the East. The Sorta Braves caught you guys. You guys were up 10 against the Sorta Braves, and we still caught you? there'd be some serious smack talk going on that. Yeah. I'm not saying they will, but when I smack talk that, oh, yeah. I'd smack talk the heck out of that to those filthy fans, yeah. And then to what Bo said, there's a final question I have, which is, I'm curious on two fronts with the Falcons that we could talk about at 404-726-0929. Are you panicked at all that they didn't play their starters? Jacksonville did play their starters last night. Are you really, truly panicked about this? If you are, that's fine. I'm not going to be going, don't worry. I mean, Bo said, 6-1, half dozen the other. But are you really panicked about that? And do you believe that inside of Flowery Branch, they're looking at their offseason saying, we're healthy, we're going into the Pittsburgh game, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. And legitimately saying that, not just, oh, like Carolina, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. No. The Falcons are saying, our goal is to legit win the Super Bowl, guys, right now. So a lot to chew on. College football, Braves and Falcons, 404-726-0929. Phone lines open for the next 3 hours right here. Your chance to weigh in and be a guest on this show with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Steakhouse. Mornings 9 till 11.
I like steak.
Our shortstop stares down one Bryce Harper. You end up losing the game. It really irritates me. And this is the problem going on in that clubhouse. Because some of the guys that I used to know that are in there that are not there, that kind of ain't going to happen.
The Steakhouse, mornings 9 to 11.
It's the real deal.
Or stream anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Drive into summer with the Honda CR-V and Accord. Your fun-to-drive, weekend getaway vehicles. From Honda, the 2024 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com best value brand. So hurry in to the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 2.9% APR on a 2025 CR-V or 2024 Accord.
Contact your local Honda dealer for a great deal today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2024 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you've been injured in a car accident, call America's largest injury law firm. For over 35 years, my mission has been to deliver more for our clients, to deliver more for you. If you or anyone in your family has been injured in a car accident, call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited. Last year, more clients hired Morgan & Morgan than ever before. Protecting America, fighting for you, Morgan & Morgan.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
It's Carl Dukes for Findlay Roofing. When it comes to your home, the wrong decision could impact your family for years. When it's time to replace your roof, that's a critical decision. So don't settle. Think of Findlay first. The Roof Guys have installed over 65,000 local roofs. Findlay Roofing is the only people I trust my roof to. When it comes to taking care of your family, Findlay Roofing is the way. Only Findlay provides a lifetime labor and materials warranty at no additional cost. Schedule your free roof analysis now at RoofRoof.com.
Hey, Atlanta. Shane Company knows shopping for diamonds is a big deal. We've been servicing you, your friends, and your family in Atlanta for nearly 50 years, so we know exactly how to help you find your dream engagement ring. We also know you deserve a diamond as big as your love at a price that works with your budget, not against it. We've always sourced diamonds directly, cut out the middleman, and passed the savings on to you. Visit one of our three stores, Duluth, Alpharetta, or Kennesaw, and compare our wide selection of diamonds, rubies, and a rainbow of sapphires in different shapes and sizes. Then choose the setting that speaks to your style. Pick your center stone and add a decorative crown and an engraving. It's that easy. Or select a perfectly preset ring created by our design team that's ready to go. With our everyday competitive prices and free lifetime warranty, at Shane Company, we'll get it right every time. As Atlanta's family jeweler, this is our promise to you. Come on in and see for yourself. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
We know what it took for Team USA to get here. We know the courage it took to start and the strength it took to keep going. We know the confidence it took to risk failure and the drive it took to look failure in the face and say, not today. We know a whole lot of folks poured their all into them through every win, every wobble, every triumph, and every turning point. So when Team USA shows up for the Olympic Games Paris 2024, there's no doubt we feel that medal held up in victory as if it were in our own hands. Because we're more than fans, we're family. And when one of us wins, we all win. Xfinity is proud to bring you every moment of inspiration from Team USA at the Olympic and Paralympic Games in an experience unlike any other.
The fastest connection to Paris with Xfinity.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out this great deal on chicken. Right now, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast is on sale for only $2.49 a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Andy Bunker here for Blue Chew. Guys, protect your status as MVP in the bedroom with BlueChew.com. If you don't already know about Blue Chew, you need to. Blue Chew is a unique online service.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.